This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now here's Maddie Mishler with today's account.
February 7, 1779. Just as the conditions of Highways 50 and 41 are important for modern travelers, the conditions of the Wabash River was a vital concern for the 18th century travelers. British Lieutenant Governor Henry Hamilton noted in his journal that today the River Wabash rose to great height. This was only the beginning of severe flooding of the river, which Lieutenant Colonel George Rogers Clark's army soon would have to cross in order to reach Vincennes.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.